F. Mende Boerlands. We have, we're speaking about aging is a mind game this morning with Tirina Leroux, editor and founder of Journal or Journal magazine, and Hanneke van Zijl-Edeling, a counseling psychologist and author of Over the Moon, A Guide to Positive Aging. To both my guests, good morning and a warm welcome.
Good morning.
I love the enthusiasm coming through from both of you. Lovely to have you with us online this morning to speak about aging. That is just a mind game. When we speak about growing old, and I think we want to grow old graciously, fortunately for many of us, we can do that, but unfortunately for so many, and I think when we're looking at 2020, that's been so challenging, I think many people will tell you that they've aged during that time as well because of all the stresses that they've experienced as well. But let's get to Tirina Leroux speaking about, you know, in a world where publications are actually closing down, Tirina, what inspired you to start the Journal or Journal magazine?
Well, partly it was seeing how the shelves were simply emptying out. I mean, it was a really depressing sight to see the industry almost imploding with so many magazines closing down. And the question for me was, If anything new had to start now, what would I really like to see appear on the show? And initially, I mean, it wasn't a serious plan at all. It was just something I was thinking about every morning as I take my walk on the promenade when we were finally left out to go exercise again. And it was, you know, what would I like to read? What do I think there's a gap for? And I mean, I fall within the market that I'm now producing a magazine for. So yes, that was basically, I thought there was a gap for something, but it had to be the right thing.
So when you
and something that people would want to read, and people who like print would like to read.
Tirina, so the magazine or the journal itself, is it, you know, fully aged, or would you say that it appeals to everyone so that you can prepare yourself for, you know, aging gracefully?
You know, I position it. You always have to position your magazine somewhere. And I've positioned it as a 40-plus magazine. But it's never too early to start. I think when Hanneke speaks just now, yes, he'll tell you the same thing. So, and I've actually had fantastic feedback from quite a few readers who said, you know, I know you're positioning it a bit older, I'm in my early 50s, and I love what I'm finding. So sometimes you speak to a mindset, and that mindset you can find all over there, that sort of age scope.
Let's just get to Hanneke. A warm welcome once again, Hanneke van Zijl-Edeling. Tell us more about the positive aging and what it is exactly.
You know, there's a long answer to that one. I'll try and keep it a bit short.
Okay.
But positive aging is changing your mindset, not accepting inevitable decline. And fortunately, we are so backed up by recent research that shows that if you intervene actively, and that I mean... change your attitude, look at your eating, make sure that you keep exercising. You do not have to have the deterioration that people expect with aging. But that sense of being over the hill after you're 40 is just not any much more. And as you can see from the title of the book, we now want to be over the moon when we age, because suddenly now we have all those extra years. We know that people can easily live to be 100 now. And so we've got, even after retirement, which we're not advocating at all anymore, but another 30 to 35 years where you can develop your life and grow and keep learning.
Indeed. Hanneke, you've mentioned something about, you know, when you speak about over the moon, and I think, you know, you've mentioned changing. Is it possible to change for people? Because when one looks at, you know, when you look back, when I look back as being a child and I look at people that were 50, we looked at them as being old people, you know, and my car and things like that. But nowadays you're looking at the 50-year-old who's sprightly, young, still very active, going to the gym, doing so many things. That is a mind change, isn't it? So people always say, you're too old to change.
oh, no, 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 while there's life, there's hope. And in fact, it's the knowledge that you can change that makes a difference. Because, you know, our bodies follow where our beliefs are. So if I believe that I'm going to degenerate, that's what's going to happen. If I believe that I can actively intervene and that it doesn't have to be a one-way downhill for me, then that is where I'm going to go. And in fact, the research is amazing at the moment. You know, we used to expect a degeneration line that went from a high at just before age 40 to a low point in your 60s and 70s. Nowadays, that line stays horizontal, and that is what we want. We want health and vigor and positive growth and a good mind to keep going till maybe a week or two before you finally decide to check out. So there's no inevitable downhill anymore. But obviously, the earlier you start, the better, because it takes years for bodies to degenerate. And if you can stop that degeneration from even beginning, you have a much better chance of a good and healthy and long life.
And Nikki, we'll come back to you because I definitely want to know the link between the mind and aging here. But let's speak about the magazine with Tadina once again. Is this magazine specifically for women, or is it a general magazine which, you know, men can also pick up and read?
In my mind, it's a general magazine.
Okay.
It might have a slight female slant, purely because it's been put together by mostly females, but not only females. But no, it's for anyone. I mean, the kind of content we carry in there is sort of stimulating reads and interesting articles. Of course, as Hanika said, it's very important to keep your brain active. So what the rest of the magazine does is to give you the kind of articles that are conversation starters and that are just interesting, a bit of history, a bit of science, a bit of philosophy. And I mean, that applies to everyone.
So can we speak about, you know, after 40 also, how the body changes, especially with women? Perhaps, you know, this is also for your partner to know if you're married, you know, what the body of the wife goes through as well with menopause and all of those things. And I'm sure these are the things that you would love to cover, because it doesn't mean going into menopause, becoming an older person, but more than ever, you can actually carry yourself more gracefully.
Yes, I mean, the changes in your body, well, to a certain degree, is inevitable, but there's also a lot we can do about that. So you can't necessarily, I mean, something like menopause is going to happen.
Yes.
But there are ways of handling it and managing it. I mean, I find that at this stage of my life, I'm possibly fitter than what I was when I was a lot younger. And while I do my exercise, I sort of, and I mean, Anita was one of those people in one of our early conversations when we just started putting together the magazine. You know, I said to her, I'm not sure that I want to know what all my markers in my DNA are. Because what if I know the sort of stuff that I fear that is sitting there waiting for me? Mm-hmm. And she said to me, well, that would ensure that in the morning when you think, shall I go for my walk or shall I not, you will go. And when you choose what you're going to eat or not, you will choose the right thing. So, I mean, a lot of what happens to our bodies is by choice. I mean, there's a lot that we can do. And yes, so we are not going to focus on diet and keeping slim and keeping trim, etc., because that is sort of the field that most of the women's magazines play in. We very much focusing on, yes, what you have to do, but sort of on positive aging and the fact that your attitude and your actions sort of would get you to a certain place without becoming a sort of fitness magazine.
Okay. So, Nikki, let's get to the question earlier that I wanted to ask you, to talk us through the link between the mind and aging.
Okay. Now, the thing that we know is that our genes are not our destiny. And that means that even if you have a genetic influence like Tarina was referring to, we can, through our behavior, affect whether those genes will be turned on or turned off. So we're talking nowadays about epigenetics in the sense of how thinking positively, how doing exercise, how getting enough sleep, how eating good food, how being with a community and having fun and having connection with people, how those things can affect the genetic expression in your body. So when those things are in a positive place, the good genes can switch on and the bad genes will remain switched off to a very large extent. You know, they reckon now that we have about 90% of what happens to our bodies as we age is within our control, and only about 10% is that genetic stuff. So there's a lovely slogan that is the genes load the gun and your behavior pulls the trigger. So if you don't pull that trigger, it's not going to happen. And obviously, we can then choose to do the things that are going to be good for our bodies and particularly for our brain.
Okay. Terina, the publication itself, is it a monthly publication? Tell us more about it.
No, it's a quarterly publication.
Okay.
And I think every issue is packed with enough stuff to keep you busy for 3 months. It's a lot of long-form journalism. There's a lot of puzzles in there to be done. So you can really, engage with the magazine for a long time. It's not a quick page through, fluffy kind of a read. It takes its time, and it asks you to take your time with it.
Okay. We're looking at aging and Alzheimer's as well. Do you think that when one keeps busy, that also you can defer Alzheimer's Day, Haneke?
You know, Aisha, there's a very important thing. There are two big deal influences in Alzheimer's. The one is whether you keep exercising, and the other is whether you keep learning new things. Now, we know that when you exercise, even for as little as 10 minutes at a time, and then you study something or develop a new skill or read something that is fascinating and interesting, your brain can make new pathways. And in the articles, we talk about, for example, Sister Bernadette, who had a really bad genetic influence, but yet, until her death when she was in her 80s, there was no sign of cognitive deterioration. So when we do the things that are right, our brains just form new pathways around things that might be deteriorating. And so the effect is that your brain keeps renewing itself all the time. And obviously you need some really good rainbow-colored foods to help your body to do that. But those two things, the exercise and the learning new things, are so important to help you stop the Alzheimer's.
Okay. Just coming back to Terina, you mentioned it's a quarterly publication. So is there one coming out pretty soon? Is it already out? Tell us more about it and what can people expect in this issue.
Okay. The next one will be on street from the 26th of March. We've got... Well, Haneke started in the first one with sort of giving a lot of background on positive aging, and then she's carrying on in the next one with how important your awareness and your attitude is towards aging. We also, in the next one, we're looking a bit, normally I try and keep the magazine sort of a fairly light read, but in the light of the fact that at this stage a lot of people, not only in South Africa but in the world, are in a process of grieving. I'm looking at an article that sort of looks at, especially in the light of everyone having gratitude journals and how important gratitude is in our lives, which it is, but also the way you need to balance that with grief, to be realistic in terms of the cycles of life, and that there's always the ups and the downs, and that you have to work through grief to get back to gratitude again. We also have something about, we so often say, especially as we get older, time is just running away, time is just going so much quicker. And we have an article in there on how time works and how it works, that when you grow older. And a big part of that is that the more things you learn and the more things you do and the busier you are, the slower time goes. So for children, time goes a lot slower because they're always busy with new things. Whereas later on in life, where it's not so much the case, it just seems that time runs away with you. So, yeah, we got a very nice philosophical article on that. And we have some more decluttering because we try and incorporate that everywhere, slightly more pared down life. Because as people grow older, we often, you know, once the children leave home, a lot of people move into smaller places, or people want to go and retire in smaller places, and you sit with a lifetime of clutter. So we address that in the first magazine, which is still on shelf at the moment, and in the second one, we're looking specifically at sort of decluttering and getting rid of photos, because it's so emotional. We all have boxes full of photos of our kids from every possible age and of us in every possible age. And it's, what do you do with that? How do you organize that?
Okay. So coming back to Haneke once again. Haneke, what are your personal top tips for aging positively? And why do you say aging is a mind game?
Okay, because everything is about your attitude. What you expect and what you believe is what you're going to get. So that is the number one, positive attitude. And that doesn't mean wishful thinking, hey? It means you got to work towards it. It's positive, goal-directed action for your own good. So that's my number one. Then exercise, sleep, rainbow food, and having a good, strong community to back you up. I want to remind people to look at the blue zone research, those areas in the world where people live long and healthy and rich lives. And so we know that the sense of community and connection is absolutely imperative. And we need to work on that actively to keep our sense of connection going with people. So those are my top ones.
Haneke, how can people get in touch with you?
I've got a website, Dr. Haneke. Okay. And my email address is there. They can email me. The email address is a bit awkward to try and say on the radio. I'll do it nonetheless. Okay. It's hun@emlct. So Echo Mike Lima Charlie Tango.com. And they can connect with me there and obviously through the magazine.
Indeed, we say thank you so much for your time this morning, Haneke. And
thank then you for making trust.
You're welcome. To Tarina, how can people get in touch? Will you be on? Are you on the World Wide Web as well? And the magazine itself, you mentioned, on the shelf. So where is it available?
We are available. We've got a Facebook site. We've got one for Journal, mm-hmm. and we've also got one for Journal. Mm-hmm. We are on Instagram, and I'm also contactable on Tarina@ideasfactory.co.za.
Tarina@ideasfactory.co.za. We say thank you so much, ladies, for sharing your initiative with all of us, and we hope that it can really get people to get out of that, like they say, don't let go. Go all the way, don't let go. Thank you so much, ladies, and all the best.
Thank you, Aisha.
Thank you, Aisha.
You're welcome. Bye.
The voice of